Iran on P5 plus one, wrap up second day of talks in Almaty. Four civilians were killed in mortar attacks in Damascus, Syria. Scores of people were killed and wounded in attack on Iraq election rally. Lebanon names Tamam Salam as new prime minister. And fresh violence in Egypt kills 8, injures 20 near Cairo. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iran and the P5 plus one have wrapped up their fourth round of negotiations in the Kazakh city of Almaty. During the meeting, Iran presented the P5 plus one with the details of its proposals. Helga Schmidt, deputy to EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton, held one-on-one talks with Undersecretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Ali Bagheri on the sidelines of the talks. Iran and the P5 plus one held two rounds of talks discussing a range of issues, with the main focus being the Iranian nuclear energy program. Prior to Iran P5 plus one talks, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili and the EU's foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton held talks. They explored ways of advancing the talks and the two sides' positions during the negotiations. The top Iranian nuclear negotiator and the EU foreign policy chief also exchanged views on proposals put forward by Iran for a breakthrough in the talks. Meantime, in a separate interview, EU High Commissioner for Foreign Affairs Catherine Ashton had this to say.
In the last 2 days, we have had very intensive discussions, as I've said. Indeed, we have talked in much greater detail than ever before. And our efforts will continue in that direction. For the first time that I've seen, a real back and forward between us, where we're able to discuss details, to pose questions, and to get answers directly on the sort of issues that we need to discuss in order to be able to move forward. To that extent, that has been a very important element.
Iran's foreign minister said on Saturday that Iran is ready to upgrade cooperation with Burundi in the fields of health, agriculture, commerce and economy. Ali Akbar Salehi made the remarks in a meeting with the visiting Burundi's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Laurent Kavukur. Saleh said African states boast of numerous economic potentials, adding that Iran's market is very extensive and Burundi can use its capacities. For his part, Kavakur referred to Iran's rich history and civilization, saying that his country is aware of Iran's capabilities and the breakthroughs it has made in science and technology. He further noted that his country is interested to use Iran's experience in various fields, including agriculture, health, and trade. At least four people, including a woman, have been killed after foreign-backed militants fired several mortar shells at residential areas in the Syrian capital, Damascus. The shells hit Barmaka and Kafar Susad districts in the city center on Saturday. Some 13 citizens, including two children, were wounded in the shelling. The resulting explosions set fire to a number of cars and caused huge material damage to buildings and businesses. Reports also say the Damascus suburb of Daramana was hit by mortar shells. Meantime, Syrian forces continue to fight back militants in the Sheikh Maksoud neighborhood in the northern city of Aleppo. Syria has been experiencing unrest since March 2011. Many people, including large numbers of security personnel, have been killed in the violence. Damascus says the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country, and there are reports that a very large number of insurgents are foreign nationals. At least 26 people have been killed and 60 others wounded in a coordinated bomb blast at an election rally in the Iraqi city of Bakuba. Officials said a person threw a grenade at an open-air political meeting in Bakuba, which is located 65 kilometers northeast of the capital, Baghdad. Later on the same day, a bomber detonated his explosives when candidate Muthanna al-Jarani and his supporters gathered for lunch at a large tent set next to his house. Police said al-Jarani was injured in the incident. No group or individual has so far claimed responsibility for the attack. Lebanon's President Michel Soleiman officially announced that Tamam Salam, a former culture minister, as premier on Saturday and tasked him with forming a new government. In his first speech after nomination, Salam said he would bring Lebanon out of its state of division, political fragmentation, and ward off the risks brought by the tragic situation in the neighboring Syria and by regional tensions. Salam's nomination came after a two-day consultation at the parliament ended earlier in the day. He finally received 124 votes from 128 lawmakers. The former Prime Minister Najib Mikati resigned on March 22 after a deadlock in his cabinet over preparations for forthcoming legislative elections in June. As caretaker, Mikati will continue to run the government until Salam forms a cabinet accepted by rival political groups.
In these sensitive times in which the country is suffering, and based on the obligatory consultations that His Excellency President General Michel Soleiman carried out, I was asked to form the new government and I accepted this task. My point of departure is the importance of extricating Lebanon from the state of division and political fragmentation that it is in, and the related impacts that this has had on the security situation and preventing dangers from the tragic situation next door in Syria.
At least 8 people were killed and 20 others injured after clashes broke out between Christians and Muslims in a town near the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Security sources speaking in condition of anonymity said on Saturday that 7 Coptic Christians and 1 Muslim were killed late on Friday after members of 2 families exchanged fire in Al-Qusus town in the Galyubiya governorate northeast of Cairo. At least 20 others were from both sides were also injured. Security forces have managed to bring the situation under control, and 15 people have been arrested on the scene in connection with the violence.
Without God's mercy, yesterday more people could have died. Without God's intervening, things could have gotten even more out of control. But there must definitely be other people who have a hand in the situation, people who want to cause sectarian strife between Christians and Muslims, because we have been living together all our lives. I've been here longer than 30 years, and I have never seen any violence or extremism in our area.
And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Iran and P5 plus one wrap up second day of talks in Almaty. Four civilians were killed in mortar attacks in Damascus, Syria. Scores of people were killed and wounded in an attack on Iraq election rally. Lebanon names Tamam Salam as new prime minister. And fresh violence in Egypt kills 8, injures 20 near Cairo. At least 3 U.S.-led soldiers, along with 2 civilian contractors working with the foreign military, have been killed when a bomb was set off in the troubled southern Afghanistan. The incident came only 2 days after Taliban militants claimed that 1 U.S.-led soldier had been killed and 3 others injured in a bomb attack in Helmand province. According to official figures, a total of 29 U.S.-led troops have lost their lives in war-battered Afghanistan so far this year. A total of 402 U.S. soldiers lost their lives in Afghanistan in 2012. However, 2010 remains the deadliest year for U.S.-led military casualties, with a death toll of 711. Meanwhile, the governor of Afghanistan's southern province of Zabul escaped an attempt on his life unscathed when a car bomb targeted his convoy. Officials said the incident happened when a bomber detonated his explosive rugged vehicle near a hospital in the provincial capital Galat in southern Kabul. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Deepening economic crisis and austerity cuts in Portugal have caused widespread protests almost every day in the country. Our correspondent from Lisbon has a scoop.
Workers and unions from the Portuguese Watchers Groups gathered today for a concentration and strike in front of the group headquarters in Lisbon. There are two main reasons behind this protest: the demand for equal rights between all workers of the different Portuguese waters companies, and the privatization of the water and waste sectors. Workers demand the execution of the negotiation agreements set during the past years. There are companies paying different wages and subsidies, even though their employees work the same hours and provide the same services. Nevertheless, it's the privatization of the water and waste sectors that seems to concern even more these workers. They believe government plan to privatize the group will affect all the population, lower the quality of the system, and increase prices for consumers.
For the workers and unions present here today, water is a basic right for everyone. They promise to continue fighting, and for this month, there's two demonstrations predicted to happen in Lisbon. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will benefit from the hard situation in Europe because offended depositors will come to keep their money in Russian banks. The remark was made while experts say, by Russian assistance, the ongoing economic crisis in Cyprus will not meet an end. My colleague has more details.
Staving off bankruptcy will not take place with the help of Russians, and the Eurozone alternative has let down the people of Cyprus, at least in the context of a first reading. The recent Cyprus bailout, with its exceptionally harsh measures on uninsured deposits over 100,000 euros and bondholders, has led many analysts to start talking about new ways to generate wealth on the island. Yet the price to pay will have to be taken into account, most people say. Nicosia is expected to get 10 billion euros over 3 years from the Eurozone and the IMF. In return, it will trim down by 50% its banking sector and hit large depositors who are expected to recapitalize the so-called good part of the banks. The Eurozone argued it could not lend additional money to the island for its recapitalization because Cyprus will not be able to repay more than 10 billion euros of added debt burden, directly skyrocketing its public debt to GDP ratio at 150%. With the Greek paradigm in head, many economists start doubting Cyprus will return to positive growth rates in 2 years' time. This is a question mark many citizens echo as well. With the financial services bashed, the growth income for Cyprus will have to be replaced by another sector, but none of the other production fields seem to be capable of filling in the gap. Tourism and natural gas could be an alternative, yet with an economy in recession at least until 2015 and a medium to long-term maturity permeating the exploitation of natural gas resources, a second bailout round might be at sight. The recent Cyprus bailout has sent the island on a quest for a new growth model, with the Russians having dumped the island and the Eurozone alternative becoming less and less attractive. The Cypriots will have to re-identify their role in a new economic environment. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
The London-based human rights group Amnesty International has condemned Zionist regime for using excessive force against Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank. In a statement on its official website, the group accuses the Zionist regime of failing to respect Palestinians' right to protest peacefully. The reaction comes after Zionist forces clashed with Palestinian protesters after thousands attended the funerals held for two Palestinian teenagers killed by regime forces, as well as a Palestinian activist who died in a Zionist regime prison. The human rights group also urged the Zionist regime to recognize Palestinians' right to protest against illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.